Denny Yates was in Hinch, about 50 miles northeast of Port-au-Prince, when it happened.
When I was there, I also saw the devastation of Port-au-Prince, but the plight of the refugees coming in and sort of how that one quake in the epicenter of the capital city of 3 million had that instant domino effect on the rest of the country, even regions that weren't hit.
He and others from St. Bridget's Church in Richmond have stayed in touch with the priest and the church they were working with, and even set up a website to help raise awareness and much-needed relief aid.
Specifically, I'm working on a project to help displaced Haitian university students to continue their education in the U.S. I searched for months and months to try to find a school for one or two students whose universities were destroyed, looking for a Virginia school, public or private, and I was unsuccessful. But what I did find was a small, historically black college in North Carolina called Barber Scotia College.
The school was opened in 1867.
It was a teacher's college right after the Civil War. You know, they've fallen on rough times over the years, but they have amazing history. Even today, although they're struggling with some financial difficulties, they're providing a home for not just one or two, but six Haitian students. They told me they wanted a minimum of six if I could find them.
He said the support he's gotten has been overwhelming.
The college has given 2/3 scholarships to every student, which means that the only amount that needs to be raised is the room and board expenses of about $5,000 per student per year, $2,500 per semester. So when I did the math, I looked at it and compared to my William Mary bill, and it really comes down to only $98.15 is the price to send one student to educate, clothe, house, and give them a college education for 1 week. So that's sort of our goal.
Yates said that while material needs are great in Haiti, his experience there has taught him the importance of education to the future of the country's recovery. The effort has a name.
Hinch Scholars Rebuilding Haiti Through Education. And although that's we're realistic, what can these six students really accomplish? I looked at their college applications and their essays that came in the other day. Some of the students want to be doctors. Another one wants to be a civil engineer. Another one wants to be a Haitian lawyer who works with the UN on civil rights. One wants to teach English at a university that they're hopefully building in another region of the country as part of the decentralization efforts.
Two things he emphasized are abundantly clear.
The resiliency of these students, as well as the generosity of folks here in this country to try to give them a leg up.
A member of Richmond City Council noted,
"You're working on the intellectual infrastructure."
His goal now is to get the Richmond community involved.
We're looking for advocacy, of course, donations, endorsements from politicians, the whole teach a man to fish mentality and the sustainability. For just $30,000, but we're going to be able to educate perhaps six of Haiti's future leaders. And there's an agreement here that these students will return to Haiti after they receive their education.
Yates will be returning to Haiti in August.
Everything is on my website, hinche.relief.wordpress.com. We have a Facebook page, Hinch Relief. We also are working with the I Have a Dream Foundation of Richmond, which is remarkable because this group just opened their arms to us, and now they're letting us use their 501c3 to run all the expenses of this project through them.
John Ogle, WCVE News.